Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this Sunday. It is just another beautiful weekend. We have the full summer that's back on us now. The heat is here, and we have just a great time. It's a typical Iowa summertime, and I just hope that you're able to get out and enjoy it and just have a good time in the summer, as it will soon be fleeting like every year. Seasons come and seasons go. But as we get started this morning, we got a few things that I'd just like to talk with you about before we jump into today's teaching. We are starting a new event that will be on July 14th, and it will be at Debbie's Celebration Barn. And it's on a Sunday. It will go from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's a new experience. It's something new that we're trying out to get a different experience to people who are hungering for something that's different, a change, as my son would say, to live a better story. That is my hope as we look at this new encounter of this event. And what we'll be doing will be opportunity to be at the very beginning. We'll have at 5 o'clock, we'll have food. You can come and enjoy the fellowship and have a meal together. We're opening it up to the community, whoever comes. We are going to serve food, and we've got a great event for that, just some good food. Hy-Vee is partnering with us on this event, and I'm excited about that. So we'll have food at the very beginning, and then we're going to jump in and we'll start having some worship music and also too some music that's, I would say, that speaks to the soul. And just opportunities between videos and the music that we would have, just an opportunity to have presence with God, a place of something that's different that we can't always experience because of the rush of the time constraint of sometimes that Sunday morning lends to itself. And I'm just hoping if you're hungering for something different, or also too, if you're in your life, you simply want to live a better story, we're hoping that this would be an opportunity for you. We also too will have a teaching. We'll talk about, look at what some of the words that Jesus spoke and how does it relate to us even today in 2019 about how it impacts our lives and what Jesus Christ can do to help us to live a better story so we just don't live through this life of what we call simply a grind and we just simply exist. And then after that, we'll have a coffee time together. We'll have stuff with cookies, a great opportunity for the whole family, men, women, and children, just something that's going to be different. So I really want to encourage you, again, that is on July 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Debbie's Celebration Barn, which is on the south side of Oskaloosa, a neutral location, a place that's just a beautiful spot. And just encourage you to think about that as well, to join us on this new event, this new encounter, as we look towards what Jesus can do to help us to live a better story. Also, too, I would encourage you as well, we send out devotionals 6 days a week, both on the men and the women at vitalministries.org. We send out this inspiration, a time of 5 different writers speak on the men's side. And just these writers do such a beautiful job of writing and telling stories and telling things of how the Bible has impacted them and what Jesus has done. And they just do a great job. I encourage you to plug in on that. You can, again, at vitalministries.org. My wife writes for the women. It's a great short piece of inspiration, and it's a place of being plugged into, again, that I think we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our lives. So just some great stuff that I hope that you can get plugged in on those two things as we journey on our way of this thing we called life, and we trust Jesus in the midst of that as well. But we are in our last week. It's hard to believe we've been doing this teaching series on What's Yours Poison. And we spent the last 6 weeks talking about addictions, and last week we talked about smoking and its impact on your body and at the workplace and the cost that it has costed America within itself. We had Charlie McMillan. He was with me last week. We had a great time talking about that addiction. See, addictions are something that control us or it masters you. We all have a bent toward an addiction or addictive behavior at times. I've worked construction most of my life, and I would have to say there's 3 things that definitely jump out as I see men controlled or mastered by an addiction. Yes, smoking, probably the number one. It's just something casual smoking but it becomes addictive. It becomes something, one cigarette leans to the next, and next thing you go from 1 pack in a day to 3 packs in a day, and all of a sudden it controls you. The next one is drinking, without a doubt. A lot of times we'll get plugged in, we want drinking, and it starts out socially, and then the next thing we know, it's something that we want and we desire, and it becomes a master. And again, it's drugs. That's a big one. 2 things that I would definitely see. marijuana pot, whatever you would call it. We see that a lot in our society today. They're just casual. I just need to smoke to mellow me out. Well, the problem is that thing controls you. Yes, can marijuana be good for what I would call medical things that help people, without a doubt, and I'm all for that. But the problem is with people who just go out and smoke pot, or then it leads into meth and all the other different drug addictions. And a lot of times people will go to these, what I call this poison, is in order to relieve stress, anxiety, or their emotions that they simply don't know how to deal with. Instead of looking to Jesus, they'll go and deal with these addictions and look for that way to do it. But today we're going to look at a totally different poison, a different place of social media and its effects on our lives. You don't have to look very long to see people looking down at their cell phones or their pads or their computers. It dominates our lives to the point that it controls us, and we literally lose what's going on the outside world because we're centered on something that has to do with what we call social media. But today let's look at the dark side, the dark social media, and how it can be bad for us, and that actually creates a negative effects both physically and mentally in our lives. It can literally change your perspective on the world and on yourself. But today we're going to look at 7 what I call negative effects of social media and to its user. The first one we're going to look at, the negative side, is depression and anxiety. I tell you what, social media can actually bring that to us in our lives, brings anxiety and depression. But let's start with the question. Do you spend more than 2 hours a day looking at social media? See, spending too long on social network sites could adversely affect your mood and especially affect what I say the millennial generation. Now, I'm not jumping there on or being negativity about a certain generations, because I see all generations being clinging to or wanting more out of social media. As I looked up an article, and it shows some different things. It says that 33% of America is growing deeper into depression each year, and they say a lot of that depression has to do with social media. And with the millennial generation, it's up 47%. They are more interested. See, this is interesting as I was looking up some information on this, to see the millennials are interested in gathering more information, more than any generation that has ever come into the experiences of being Americans. But they feel the pressure to get the job in order. Now, I find this interesting. They want to work and get more money in order to feed what they call disposable income. And you will see the millennials, you'll more likely to see them at coffee houses, doing different things with socially. They have more of a social life at the end of the weekend, and they look forward to that. And there's nothing. And again, there is nothing wrong with that, but it's something that drives them. And here's another interesting fact. It says that 1 in 5 young people wake up in the middle of the night to check messages on social media. Now, that blew me away when I looked at it, and I have to ask the question, why? Why would somebody wake up in the middle of the night to check their social media status? But for me, I don't know about you folks, it's lights out. I don't bother in the night, and I don't lose one little bit of sleep thinking about what social media has or what's being said, especially on my own part. But we have to, again, we got to give these millennials a break, as they grew up with what I call the iPhone craze, the iPhone which became a part of that generation. To be honest, becomes about a me generation. And I think about my first iPhone when I first got one. And I'm going to date myself here, folks. My first iPhone was a bag phone. And it was simply used to create communication. It was never dealing with social media. And I can remember when they first came out, and especially in contractors, they would hook them up to their horns. And you'd see these guys go running for the truck because their phone would start ringing and the horn would start honking, and they would run in order to get that place to create that communication. Never was it initially designed, I don't think, in order for us to have what I call social media, but that's what's happening. And I think that creates negative connotations with us in our lives. The second one is this, and this is big. Cyberbullying. You see, before social media, bullying was simply done face-to-face. There was always bullies in school and somebody that had something against someone. I had my own bullies in my own life in my own grade school, like everyone else, but it was dealt with face-to-face. It was never done where people or other groups of people could see it. But today, things have changed. Bullying goes on social media. People post horrible things about people, especially what I would say in not so much in Facebook, but in Instagram and some of the other things that go on with how the young people today talk about other students. And other, but see, social cyberbullying has become a big deal. Matter of fact, there's been students that actually will go in and they will take their lives over the things that were impacted of what people have said about them. And I see this as a great big issue. It's also a place where the problem is with cyberbullying is not where face-to-face, but the other things, it's easier for predators to find victims, and they try to terrorize you in it. And I think that especially what I would call in the older generation, because they don't know. People will come in and see things, and they'll post things, and then all of a sudden they become a predator, and they'll attack that person in order to entice them to buy something, or you have this bill that's due, or things. You have these phone calls or these messages that will come on your computer and telling you you owe money or you need to do this or that. And someone who is older, they don't know. And so all of a sudden it creates this anxiety, this stress, and this bully will take advantage of it. And people have actually lost money on the internet just through the fact of cyberbullying. It's a big. But see, I think oftentimes as young people, when I think of cyberbullying, I think this is sad, especially I think with young people. And you'll have this person who, I would say this younger, I'm just going to use a girl as an example, and she's beautiful and she's outgoing and she has these friends. And what happens is sometimes these other girls will get upset with her and aggravated because they have another boyfriend or they have this group of people that just enjoy her more. So what they'll do, they get on cyberbullying and attack that person to such a place in their lives that they have the negative connotations that will come into their lives, that they come to a place where they lose their self-worth. And folks, this is big in cyberbullying. I think it's important for us as we look at social media today, and I think it's important for us as parents. And if you have a son or a daughter that is doing cyberbullying or is the victim of it, it's important to know where our children are at. What are they doing? Ask the hard questions. I want to look at your social media account. I want to know who your friends are. I want to know who you're communicating with. And it's important for us to be in the know with our kids today. I'm going to stress that to parents out there. Just because you give them a cell phone, it opens them up to the world. And it's important, if you have given that cell phone to them, it's important to know what's going on in their world and ask the questions about what is going on in their life, especially if they're being a predator or if they're simply a victim. Be engaged with your kids. It's essential. The next one is FOMO, fear of missing out. Missing out is a phenomenon on Facebook. It's controlled either by positive thinking or it's controlled by social things that happen. And what happens is a lot of times you'll see what I call fear of missing out. And I think this is big, especially with so much is going on. I think of Facebook, for instance. I'll give you an example about that. Recently, we just had Father's Day. And if you notice, for about 3 to 4 days during that weekend of Father's Day or around that event, everything was typical about having to do, people were posting or making different things about their father, which is all good. But I find it interesting that we have to, in just simply telling that our father how much we love them, how much we appreciate them, in order for that to know, we got to send that out in order, and then all of a sudden we have all this we look into our likes, how many people liked what I posted or the picture that I put on social media. And all of a sudden that becomes controlling of us because we want to know, is that bad? No, I'm not saying it's bad, but the thing is, do you have a fear of missing out on what's going on? We have next weekend, if you think, for example, on next Thursday, we have July the 4th coming. And I guarantee you what's going to happen is people are going to put a whole bunch of posting about July the 4th and the things that are going on. Now, again, nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, does it come to a place where you fear you're missing out of how many likes that somebody posted on your Facebook page or also, too, on your social media account of whether people enjoyed it or how many people looked into my Instagram and the different things that are going on? I like this portion. There's in this movie of Indiana Jones, and it was his fourth movie, and he was dealing with aliens and whatnot. This woman was driven to the point that she had to know information. And she wanted to know, and supposedly, this is fictitious, but she wanted to get to the place where she wanted to know the wealth of wisdom that was supposedly that was coming from the alien. And she kept saying through the movie, I got to know, I got to know. And what happened was, in the movie, she got to the place where they were giving her that information, and she lost her life over wanting to get to know, because the information was too much. And I think that's important for us we should not have a fear of missing out. We should be, in my mind, folks, we just got to really trust the Lord in this and trust Him. Number four is this, unrealistic expectations. See, social media helps you give unrealistic expectations of your life and also friendship. This is especially effective on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. The social media renders itself to unrealistic platform and authenticity. And I think this is important for us to realize that sometimes the things that we post, a lot of times families will tell me, or they'll see, man, that family looks like they just got it all together. You get to see what's going on, or this couple, and they're always happy and all these things that's going on. But folks, the underlying things that's going on is it's not always perfect. We've lived long enough to realize that it gives an unrealistic look, and it creates expectation. How come I don't have that happy marriage? Or how come I don't have this happy family? Or how come I don't have this thing that I want? So it creates unrealistic things in our own lives that want to control us to a point that we look at other people, and all of a sudden now we become envious of them, and then asking ourselves, how come I don't have that in my own life? It creates unrealistic expectations. And I know I have to do that even in my own life, and it's easy to do that. For me, it's a lot of things that I would say in my hobbies. And for instance, especially in motorcycles, and I love that. And I get out and I see these different people, they'll post different things, their trips, and the different things that are going on. And all of a sudden I catch myself inside, I have this anxiety. Well, how come they didn't ask me to go? Or how come this bike that all of a sudden now my motorcycle isn't enough because I see this other bike and I want it? See, it creates unrealistic expectations. And I think it's important for us to realize that how much it can really control our minds and our moods. Number five is this, negative body language. On Instagram, you will find a favorite celebrity posting pics of themselves, of how wonderful they are, their expensive clothing, or especially their perfect bodies. And I think that's a negative thing that's really going on today. I find it interesting. So many people are going out, and it's not that it's bad. They go in and they do this dieting. They've gained some weight that they don't want on their life, and they want to get rid of it. So they take these before and after pictures. And am I saying that's wrong? I'm not, but I'm really thinking out, what is the purpose driving the person to post such a thing on social media? And I have to ask that question. And I really think about the things, because what happens is it creates a desire in us, though. I want that. I want to have that six-pack ab. I want to have that woman's body. I want to have that clothing. I want to have that car. And it creates, in my mind, negative body language with us within our own selves, because we start comparing ourselves and not being comfortable with how we're created. And that, I think that's important for us. Yeah, do some of us need to lose some weight? Hey, I'll be honest with you here, even this morning, there's probably 10 pounds that I could lose, but I'm not worried. I turned 59 a couple weeks ago, and no longer having a six-pack ab isn't on the venue for me anymore. I want to stay fit, I want to stay healthy, but just having this body that I used to have, and folks, I really didn't have the six-pack ab, but a desire of when I was a 20-year-old young man, and it creates things that aren't true. Number six is this, unhealthy sleep patterns. Too much time on social media hinders your sleep and your productivity. And especially what happens, folks, is when you spend all this time and you're up in the night and it creates unhealthy sleeping rhythms within you, then you go to work the next week and you can't perform. It's because you've been up on social media. I've heard people tell me before, this individual was sharing with me that they spend the whole night, they'll be up all night until midnight or 1 or 2 in the morning looking at computers and internet and seeing what's going on, and then they sleep until noon, and I have to ask myself, what productivity is that's going on there in their minds? It creates unhealthy sleep patterns. So I encourage you, turn it off. Find a time that is suitable for you, and all social media, all electronics, all things that try to come into our mind. Sometimes there's simply a time that we simply need to separate ourselves and turn it off. It's essential for us today to see this, how this social addiction, how this poison has influenced our lives. Number 7 is general addiction. Social media is often described as being more addictive. I find this interesting. Than smoking or alcohol. We know according to facts that's not true, but it's growing leaps and bounds. And I have to ask the question again, are you addicted to social media? Think, when was the last time you checked your social media account? What are your favorites? And if you can't check them, do you feel empty inside, or even to the point where you're struggling with depression? What if you had to go a period of time without social media for a week? Would it create anxiety of your life if you simply checked out for a period of time, just to have a place, a point where I'm not going to look at it because I don't want it to have a place in my life where it controls me or masters my mind? And I think that's important for us today. But see, as Christians, oftentimes we have to ask, is it okay for a Christian to participate in social media? Obviously, the answer is yes, but I have to ask this. I have to ask these 4 things in my life. Am I walking in the Spirit in that? Is it controlling me? Now, I want you to look at something with me this morning. If you have your Bibles, you're simply coming, riding down the highway today. And I want to read out of 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says this: "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, all for the glory of God. Don't give offense to the Jews or the Gentiles or the church." It's important for us to realize that, does it give glory back to God? And that's the important thing in our lives. So I have to ask myself, when I do those posts, am I walking in the spirit of the post to where I really want to have the general information getting out to where it be true? Also, too, another portion of scripture that I'd like to look at this morning is, we look at how many friends that we have on Facebook. Is it true? And I love this portion of scripture that comes out of Proverbs 27:17. "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens another friend." Is that really true? Are they really truly friends of what's going on? Or are they really wanting to look at the inside and find out what you're doing in your life so they can talk about, hey, do you know this about this person? And I have to ask that. Is that a place where am I battling in my life, engaging in discontent because I don't have enough Facebook friends that controls my life? See, social media also can, on the positive side, it can also have positive things that we can look at. I want to look at Hebrews 10:24-25, and it says this: "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people would do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." Now, I also look at the positive side. It's not all negative, and we spent majority of our morning this morning on looking at the negative side of social media because of the impact it makes. But there is also a positive side, and I think this is so important. My son, he's getting ready to plant a church down to Plantation, Florida, and he uses social media to great extent. He's posting about his church, vibrant church that's going on, the different events, because he wants people to get into the know, because he knows social media is an incredible vehicle. Now, I find this interesting. You know, a lot of times people will want to go on and they'll want to give this perfect display of this event or something, and they'll hire somebody professional to help them to create this video or this thing that goes on. Now, this is something that's interesting. It actually says that people who post just off-the-cuff videos about things that are going on have a greater view than those that go in and try to do it professionally. Now, again, professionally, sometimes that's how it's got to be. But what it does, it draws the authenticity, the raw moment of what's going on. You'll actually see me on Facebook in a short amount of time. I will be talking even more in depth about our event that's coming up on July 4th. And I think it's so important for us to realize that it can be in a positive way. And the other thing that I think is extremely positive, because our event is actually to draw folks that don't know Jesus. And that's just what we do. That's what we're always looking at different ways. And social media has become a vehicle in order to do that. I love Greg Laurie. One of the evangelists that have now since Billy Graham and some of these other men that have passed away. But I love Greg Laurie, and he's always showing posts, and he's always making things on social media because he knows how important and the influence it has of it. Just think of about our own president. He's always tweeting, always putting something out there to keep the Americans informed about what's going on. Why is he doing that? Because he knows the importance of social media and how connected that we are. See, folks, the media can actually take, it can either swing our mood to the positive or it can swing our move to the negative. And that's important for us to realize in our own lives. But my thinking is, as I look at social media, how much time am I spending on social media instead of spending the time of where I'm in relationship with Jesus Christ? And I think that's the key that we got to look at. Is there balance? Is it the poison, the thing that's going on? Pick your poison. What is it? Is it controlling you? Is it mastering your own life? Or are you allowing to Jesus to master your life? Because that is the key, folks, that I guarantee you will never find enough good on social media in order to fill the gap or the hole that's inside of you to make you feel better. It will never happen because it's not always true. And sometimes it's simply fake. But the thing that I found when I allow the Holy Spirit and Jesus to speak into my life, it's true. It's authentic. Jesus is the one that can truly help us to live a better story of our own lives, because that's why he came to earth to live and to speak to his disciples so the good news of the gospel would get out. Folks, if you want to post something on social media, post that about what Jesus has done and how the changes that he's made in your own life. The great things that's going on and how he's helping you to overcome and be a better person, to live a better story. That is the key. Folks, if you would, I'd love to pray with you this morning. And maybe there's somebody out there today that's struggling with this whole thing with social media. Maybe it comes to a point where, you know what, I'm just going to set social media aside and get my life back focused on Jesus. Will you pray with me? Folks, again, I want to thank you so much for who you are. I want to thank you for the opportunity where we can come and praise you, that we don't have to go through, get on our iPhones or our iPads or even our computers in order to have a connection with you. Yes, we can find information, we can find the Bible, we can find stories about you. But what you really want is you want face-to-face. You want our time to connect with you. And I pray, Jesus, that maybe somebody out there this morning that is being truly controlled by social media, that maybe they allowed a time to separate themselves so they connect with you, because you are our Savior, and even more importantly, you are our Lord. And Lord, through that, we can actually come and have a connection with you greater than any connection that we can ever find in our hands or with our eyes, but we can have it in spirit with you, and that is the key. We thank you, Jesus, for being our Lord and our Savior, in your precious holy name. Amen. Folks, again, I want to thank you for listening to KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio dial this morning. It's always good. We're going to start a new teaching series this next week. It's going to be on the month of July. We're going to talk about what it means to have freedom in Christ. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.